cast, and I said I'd have the weather news for you in some detail. And maybe I used the word maybe some delight as well. Can we go as far as delight? Let me speak to John Wiley, who's at the Met Office. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Frank.
I'm searching for pluses here, John. It's not going to be positive all the time.
It's not, Frank. A little bit of a mixed bag over the Easter weekend, to be honest with you. It looks as though we're going to see a fair bit of everything and not a lot of anything, really, to put it in a bit of a localised language. There will be some rain or showers at times. There will be some sunshine as well. But the one thing which we're all going to notice, I think, over the course of the next few days is a chilly northwesterly breeze, and that's going to hold temperatures at around that rather cold 11 to 13 at best during the course of the day. So always a chill in the air, not outdoor weather in terms of barbecues or beach weather, but of course that doesn't stop you heading to the seaside or anything like that. So there will be outdoor weather which is usable over the Easter weekend, but always the risk of some rain, particularly tomorrow and again for a time on Sunday.
Yeah, people love to get into the mountains and up the hills and whatever Easter. So it's if you've got your I suppose your zip up and whatever with you, you'll have a good enough outdoor experience.
You will. It is chilly, so some of the rain that could be around first thing on Sunday morning, Easter Sunday, could actually, would you believe, on the tops of the Mourns or the tops of the Spurns be a little wintry in nature. So that's just indicative of how chilly it may be. But as I say, some reasonable outdoor weather as well, and particularly Saturday, quite a pleasant day, some sunshine. On the cool side, yes. And Monday as well, probably not too bad. So a fair amount of reasonable outdoor weather. But as you say, we're going to need jackets. It is going to be on the cool side even when the sun's out.
John, thank you very much indeed. John Wiley up at the Met Office. He mentioned going to the beach. It's something that you may be doing. You may be on the waterways and whatever. Do, of course, take it easy. Sadly, this morning, one of the main news stories, the body of a woman being recovered from Loch Earn after she was reported to have fallen overboard from a boat at Devonish Island. Incidents and accidents do happen when people are at sea or on our lakes and waterways. I want to speak to Carl O'Neill from the RNLI. Carl, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Carl, you'd have advice for people who are going to the beaches and using our waterways over the next 4 or 5 days?
Yep, certainly. What we would ask is just everyone take precautions. Like the gentleman said, it's going to be cold this Easter, and make no mistake, the water is going to be most certainly cold. So one thing we'd be looking out for is people just not to like put themselves in a position where they can get perhaps cold water shock by just jumping straight into the water. You know, everyone's excited. It's Easter. We're off school. You know, so enjoy it. But please take precautions. You know, go to the beaches that are lifeguarded in our area. Any advice you may want, ask the lifeguards. But the guys are looking out for everyone. We've taken a wee look at the beaches as of late. There's a lot of rip currents, etc., which, as we all know, are extremely dangerous. So, yeah, just swim between the red and yellow flags.
And the RNLI lifeguards, they're certainly on the Causeway Coast beaches. I know that for sure. They're on the likes of Benoun Strand, Port Stewart, the East and West Strands and Port Rush, White Rocks, places like that. Are lifeguards on beaches elsewhere in Northern Ireland?
They will be shortly after Easter. So in Torella, they'll be on weekends as well. But in our area, yeah, we've got like the five beaches that you mentioned, and we would describe them as probably the most the dangerous beaches, especially with this here weather we're getting. And these are the beaches where most prominent rips are present.
Just remind me what you said about the flags, because you mentioned the two colours, red and yellow. There, what's the impact the flag should have on someone who's getting ready to go into the water? When you're looking at those flags, what should you be looking for?
Yep. So every day, every morning, as everyone knows, like situations change all the time, constantly, especially on beaches. So our lifeguards, who are trained to a very high standard in determining the weather conditions and what's going on the beach on that present moment and day, they will put the flags in the safest area. So the red and yellow flags is for a safe swimming area. So they'll put those flags up in an area where they can watch bathers, and they know that's the safest area, so there's no rips present. And that can change throughout the day. So just because you start there one day doesn't mean it's going to be in the same position the next day, because rips travel. So we have the red and yellow flag, and you may also see black and white flags. Black and white flags are for hard crafts such as surfboards and kayaks, and that's a separation scheme so that bathers don't get injured by surfboards if a surfer should lose their board or a kayaker for that in that case.
Yeah, you need consideration given to other beach users and sea users by those who may be more established, because come the weekend, come the holiday run, the, for want of a better term, the amateurs turn up and they have a hook at it. Those who would be using the likes of the speedcraft or the there's a word for them, the jet skis, they can be a bit of a pest, can't they?
And sometimes they can be. What we found in the past is people who tend to buy them are quite experienced, and they go through the right avenues and do what's called a PWC course, which is a recognised RYA course, which means if you buy an, it's almost like a driver's license. If someone buys one of them, they want to make sure that they're using it safely, and they sometimes do courses like that. In other cases, some people buy these aircraft and they don't do those courses, and they don't understand that they can be quite dangerous, especially the speeds they're capable of, and perhaps, you know, the to keep people, other people safe, to consider other people in the area. And so we take precautions in that there. So we would always talk to people using jet skis. If we think they're using it dangerously, we'd have a word with them. So we would.
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. It's important. And the message going out to any of us going off to the beach, maybe for the first time or on our waterways over the next number of days, extra care always needed. Thanks for your time, Carl. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carl O'Neill from the RNLI. And of course, we're